Listen to KINS 106.3 FM for Warriors basketball.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
Hi, I'm John Haluska. I'm a citizen here of Eureka, California. I work over at St. Bernard's and here to talk about youth of today, I suppose. The became interested in this idea, obviously from working with them over at the Catholic school, more so the connection we have as adults with youth and how that there is kind of a canyon between us. There's always been that difference between adults and youth, but I think even more so today, and probably amplified by technology, and have started questioning how do we start bridging that gap between adults and youth. We just experienced some graduations here in the area last week, and it's really made me start to think about the idea of how people my age weren't necessarily brought into this world of social media or computers or technology in the way that people of youth are today, in that they never really experienced a world where there wasn't a computer in the house or a cell phone in a pocket or anything of that sort. Whereas people my age, I'm in my 40s, remember a time when that wasn't the case. So how do we bridge that gap? I start to see this becoming more of a pronounced situation with, for example, with television shows that have recently addressed this. More specifically, the one that was on HBO this past week called Euphoria, in which they show that these people that are young exist in a world that is not even inhabited by adults. It's just children run amok, and it's, in some sense, it's frightening. And even though that's probably a situation where it is over-sensationalized because it is a television show trying to gain our interest, there is probably some truth to that. And I've seen that firsthand working with young people, and that you really don't have that connection. So become very curious as to what are the solutions to kind of reconnect with the youth of today. So what would be some solutions to something like that? What do we do to entice young people to become more involved in our world? This has been John Haluska with Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.